like it to welcome to Art in the Air Spotlight from the Hoosier Star, which is the Port County Symphony, the new executive director who we've talked to before, Emily Yannis. Welcome to Art in the Air Spotlight.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Esther. Thanks, Larry.
Well, now starting a whole brand new season. Is this the 50th or 51st season we're starting?
This is the 51st season. Yes, very exciting. Opens with Hoosier Star on September 9th.
Well, tell our audience who may not ever know anything about the Hoosier Star event, maybe explain what that's about. I mean, it's been running for, quite a few years now, hasn't it?
Yeah. I believe this is its 18th year. It began kind of as an outpouring of the American Idol craze that happened, you know, in the early to mid 2000s. And it has become a mainstay of our organization's season. And so in February and March, we had auditions for the finalists. So 5 youth division finalists and 5 adult division finalists are chosen from that pool of auditioners. And we have some really fantastic finalists this year from 7 different areas in the region. We have LaPorte, Elkhart, Buchanan, Michigan, Hobart, Griffith, Michigan City, and South Bend. And so they will compete on Saturday, September 9th for a live audience, also live streamed, who can vote for their favorite, who they think should be the winner of Hoosier Star. And of course, they're accompanied by our fantastic LCSO Symphony.
Well, I'm so glad you have that live stream function as well, really.
Yeah, I think that was born out of the pandemic, but has remained because people loved it so much, you know, because then people can watch and vote from afar. And I believe we've had people from other continents even tuning in. So it's exciting. I know.
It's an exciting evening in person or live stream.
How many people do you have in each category? I know you have a youth category and an adult category. And so you narrowed, how many people auditioned? And then how's that narrowed down to what you have left for the actual?
Yeah, that's right. We receive a lot of inquiries. Auditions, I'm not exactly sure. Since just coming onto the position in June, I wasn't present for the auditions in February and March. But I know that it's a multi-day process for the audition. So there's a lot of interest. And then there are 5 youth finalists and there are actually 6 adult finalists because one of our finalists is actually competing as a duet.
Last year she was the runner-up in the adults. So that's
right.
Exciting.
Yeah, that's right. So we're really excited. Shania and Evan are their names and they'll be performing a duet with the symphony. So
tell us what's the difference between the youth, what ages that covers versus the adult?
Yeah, the youth division is up until 17, so 17, 18, senior in high school. And then the adult division is college and beyond.
And now do they get the chance to prepare with the orchestra, do like a rehearsal and everything like that?
They do, yes. So first they rehearse with our pianist, Becky Osborne. Then they add the drum set and the guitar. So they slowly kind of add. So it's not kind of all at once. And so they then rehearse with like the small ensemble and then they get to rehearse with the full orchestra after that. And it's very cool. Tim said that one of his favorite parts, Tim King, former executive director, said that one of his favorite parts was seeing the finalists' faces when they first sing with the orchestra because it's truly an incredible experience. As a vocalist myself, I know, I remember, you know, it's to be backed up by that many instruments and it feels incredible. So I'm looking forward to that. Yeah.
I know. And in person, it's overwhelming as well, because not only do you have them live on stage, but you also have the large screen as well. So adds to the whole experience.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, I really commend these young singers because it's not easy to get up there in front of that many people and with, you know, an orchestra of 40 people behind you. That takes some poise and confidence to do.
To get to that point, you had several judges that do that. Now, do the judges have anything to do, or is it just an audience at that point that gets to vote, or is it a combination?
Correct. It's a completely audience vote. Yes. The judges will be there just as, you know, as guests of the symphony, but they're judging duties end with the audition process. So it's 100% audience votes.
And returning as your MC is Jeremiah Mellon, I believe it is?
Yes. Yes. Okay. I think that's right. Yes. Yeah, he's a friend of the symphony and an audience favorite.
Excellent.
Yeah, wonderful MC.
Well, this is going to be your first event in the renovated auditorium, where mostly what they've done is done the side seats, which are those old hard seats. So tell us a little about that renovation.
That's right. We're very excited, not only about the seats, but about the air conditioning in the venue. September 9th can sometimes be sweaty, you know, first 2 weeks of September are often still quite warm. So they've installed central air in the venue and then some very lovely padded seats in the balcony. So those hard wooden seats, although they are historic, they were auctioned off. And now people will be in much better, comfortable seats in the balcony.
That sounds great. Well, review real quick for us when Hoosier Star is, and then you got a concert, which we'll come back and visit another spotlight. But tell us about the first concerts that are in the series real quick in our last minute.
Yeah, absolutely. So Hoosier Star is Saturday, September 9th at 7 p.m. at the LaPorte Civic Auditorium. Tickets can be purchased on our website at lcso.net or by calling 219-362-9020. We also have the first subscription concert in our 51st season coming up on November 4th at 7 p.m. also at the LaPorte Civic Auditorium. And that will feature guest artist Sally Koo on violin and guest artist Chester Englander on the cymbalum, which is a Central European dulcimer. And you'll hear some Hungarian dances by Brahms and some other really exciting music. So we really hope to see lots of people there at our concerts and enjoy some beautiful music with us.
Emily Yannis, the executive director for the LaPorte County Symphony, Hoosier Star, coming up September 9th. Thank you for coming on Art on the Air Spotlight.
Thank you,
Emily.
Thanks.
Art on the Air Spotlight and the complete one-hour program on Lakeshore Public Media is brought to you by McCauley Real Estate in Valparaiso, Olga Patrician, Senior Broker.